Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. We all know the importance of exercise in keeping healthy, but sometimes it's not possible for a visually impaired person to get to an exercise class, or even if they do get to a class, if they can't see the instructor, that can be a problem also.
We'll speak with Mel Scott and Lisa Salinger from Blind Alive about a set of audio exercise programs that they've assembled geared specifically to people with visual impairments. And they've got exercise routines ranging everything from stretching and strengthening all the way up to some pretty intense cardio workouts. But first, for our tip of the week, this week's tip comes from Lisa Salinger.
I listen to a fair number of exercise and fitness podcasts, and it seems like there's an underlying message, and that is, exercise, you'll be beautiful. Well, you might be, and you might not be. That's the reality. Our underlying message is exercise, and you'll be healthier. You'll feel better.
Which one might argue is considerably more important than what you end up looking like.
Support for Eyes on Success is provided by
eSight, maker of digital eyewear designed to help improve vision for people with low vision and legal blindness. The technology can be used to read, see faces, and explore the world. More information is available at eSightEyewear.com. Instead of our regular breaker tune at this point, what follows is a small sample of their Pilates mat routine.
Alrighty, we're moving on to your mini bridge. So we've flexed the upper spine. Now we're going to be flexing the lower spine, which will be lifting our hips. You already know the first part of this movement, which is great. It starts with your pelvic tilt. Then we're just lifting the hips off the mat a little bit and then coming back down.
So let's meet Mel and Lisa.
I am Mel Scott, and I am the founder and president of Blind Alive LLC. And with me today is Lisa Salinger, and she is the head of the Department of Keeping Mel Sane and Organized. So she can introduce herself.
That's already quite an introduction. I'm very happy to be here. If you write to Blind Alive for sales or customer support, if you have a problem with something, if you have a question, you may get Mel, but chances are you will be talking to me. You'll hear me also a little bit on the podcast and sometimes in the blog.
I understand you are both visually impaired, and I was wondering how you both partnered up together. We've interviewed Lisa before in her previous life at Ceratec, but how did you two get together?
It was magical. Last year, I was realizing that I needed help. I was getting way over my head. And I put out on Twitter that I needed an assistant. And you responded to me, didn't you, Lisa?
I did. I had been hearing Mel on a few interviews and was interested in the work of Blind Alive. I was between jobs at the time, and I think I was on Twitter reading at the same time and wrote back pretty quickly. I had been following Blind Alive almost since its start and was very interested, and so am thrilled to be partnering with Mel.
And Mel, had you been involved in exercise programs before this?
I've always exercised and been interested in health. And I was a massage therapist for 32 years, so I love the human body. So yes, exercise has been part of my whole life, and I wanted to share it with everyone in our community.
Well, it sounds like a great partnership was developed.
Oh, it was. Lisa and I just work so well together. At least I think we do.
Yes, and we have some similarities, but some things that are very different. I've been blind all my life. Mel had some usable sight for a while, and that gives us different perspectives as far as exercises and descriptions and what will work.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic is the audio exercise routines available from Blind Alive.
Can you give us an overview of what Blind Alive is?
Sure. BlindAlive.com is a website, an internet business that is completely accessible to the best of our ability for screen readers, people that are blind, to be able to use the website easily. And we write a blog every week. Every other week, we have a podcast that has a segment called Fitness Speak. The entire thing is for our community to learn about their bodies and learn about moving and to feel motivated and inspired to do that and to understand that they have support. We are here for our community.
Mel, I was kind of curious how you got into making these described audio exercise programs for the visually impaired.
I saw such a huge need for it, and it came out of my own frustration. I have been wanting to be able to have access to the fabulous infomercials that you see, and I would order them and get them home and wouldn't be able to do them, and I would have to bribe my kids or my husband to describe them to me, and I didn't want to do that, and it got me so upset. And so about 2 years ago, I was sitting on my stationary bike. I was whining and moaning and groaning about somebody needs to produce accessible, described workouts for us. And then it just came over me, and this little voice in my head says, well, you're smart. You can do this. And my heart started pounding, and I got off my bike, and I went and just lay down on my bed, and the list of everything that needed to happen to make it work just started pouring out of me, and I pulled out my computer, and I made a document and just made this long list of, okay, I need an instructor. Okay, I need a videographer, which I have since relinquished because I changed my mind. I just do MP3s now. And I need a lawyer. I need to incorporate. I need music composers. I need a jingle. I need a website. The list just kept going on and on. And by the end of that day, I had pretty much put most all of it in place. It just fell perfectly in place like magic.
Yet another case of somebody seeing a need and not seeing anybody else who was about to fill it and deciding, well, if no one else is doing this, I might as well. And thank you, Mel, for that.
And there's really been a need for this. Not everyone lives within easy walking or commuting distance of a gym. And not everyone can get or feels comfortable asking for and getting the help they need in a gym. Some people really don't want to go to a gym. I fall in that number. I had belonged to a gym a while back, and I didn't feel like the gym was an hour-long stop. I felt like it was a day trip, you know, by the time you took public transportation and you got there. And, of course, you had to pack your stuff, and you did your workout, and you showered, and then you either went home or you went to work. It just felt like it was more logistics than I wanted to deal with. And a lot of people feel that way. And a lot of us, not seeing others, are self-conscious about what we do or don't know and how we look. And so being able to offer workouts that people can do from home has been great. And we have all different levels that we offer.
Mel, what's the main goal of Blind Alive?
My whole intention is to get people moving, get our community moving, and to feel invited to do so, and to not feel intimidated, because they can go into a room by themselves and have no one watching them. And the descriptions are complete enough that people can follow along. And if they have trouble following along, there are more descriptions on the website, or they can call me up and I'll help them.
Yeah, and we find it's really different because someone who has been blind all his or her life will have a different set of questions.
And what do you think are some of the differences between making an exercise program for someone who has been blind since birth versus someone who has had some sight and then lost their sight?
The question I get most commonly from people who have been blind all their lives is, when you say that you should march in place and swing your arms, what do you mean? That's something that someone who is sighted would know because they see people walking and swinging their arms. When I was transcribing the audio descriptions into text, because some people work better with text, we have an exercise called Superman's. It's in one of our weights workouts. And I called Mel, because Mel has had sight, I have not. And I called and I said, I understand this exercise except for one thing. Is Superman a straight line or is Superman an X? And so different people will have different questions like that.
Well, that's interesting. You talked about, you know, the sometimes visually impaired people don't have the mobility to get to a gym and or see something on YouTube. And I've noted that sometimes I'll go to a gym where a teacher is describing something for a class and the descriptions aren't really geared towards a visually impaired person. You know, there's a lot of ambiguity in the words and the phrases and the descriptions that they use. So you really need something specially geared to somebody who isn't able to see the instructor.
That yes. is exactly right. Yes.
And you need to feel comfortable in yourself. I mean, if the instructor is doing an exercise and you don't understand, you could always just march in place. But nobody wants to stand out. Nobody wants to look different. Nobody wants to be doing something different. But at home, you are a group of one. And so if you don't understand until you get the information, you can do something comparable. If you have challenges, if you have knee replacements, or you have back problems, or you have balance problems, you can modify just about everything that we have so that you can be doing something.
I understand about people feeling self-conscious and not wanting to stand out, but let me just assure anybody who does want to go to a gym, because I take lots of group exercise classes at gyms and I'm fully sighted so I can see what's going on, there is frequently at least one and sometimes half a dozen people in the class making substitutions, and more often than not, it's me doing the substituting and nobody minds, and the teachers are really supportive about helping you find substitutions that will be better for whatever your personal injury or limitation is. So I know people do feel self-conscious, but there's really no need to.
The other thing that I find a little bit frustrating about going to a class at a gym is not only are the descriptions not geared towards the visually impaired, but often people like exercising to music and the rooms may be echoey. And even if you can hear good descriptions, they're hard to sift out of the music and the background and the echoes, so it's hard to understand what the instructor is saying. And when I listened to your audio exercises, I noticed that they were very well done in terms of, you know, the background music was there to give you a nice feel and keep you moving and keep the heart pumping and stuff like that, but you could very clearly hear the voice and distinguish it from the background music. It was very well done.
Thank you. I worked to make that happen because a lot of people, I think, like to have the music really loud. And I had to keep saying, okay, let's pull the music back, pull it back. The music is there for a foundation. It's not the main event.
Yeah, I think your music also had a lot of space in it, it seemed to me. So it wasn't always constant noise in the background. You primarily had the beat there to keep you moving, but there was a lot of openness so the words could come through.
Exactly. I am so glad you noticed that. That was a conscious decision.
Where did you get the music?
Well, the first five were done by Doug Katseros. Doug Katseros also wrote the Blind Alive tag. And then I got Jimmy Fontanez at Visionary Media. I try to keep a blind connection when I can. And so Jimmy Fontanez did several loops for me, and then Jason Castanguay did the Pilates music for me. So yeah, I try to vary it with different composers.
What other special instructions or considerations were there in putting together the descriptions and along with the instructor? How did that all work out? Did you have to go through many iterations to get it right and try it out with some people who couldn't see?
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, I'm blind myself, and I am very conscious of form and how the body works and how important it is to get that described in such a way that the person can get it. And at the same time, you don't want to use too many words because it just clutters up everything. So I had to work with the instructors to let's get this as concise and precise as we can. So I would write the text, they would go over it and then try to make it their own. And it was just a going back and forth and back and forth.
And two of our instructors have parents who are blind.
Right.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
So who made up the exercise routines, you or the instructors?
Oh, we did it together. With Shana, she is a certified instructor out of New York, and I said, okay, this is what I want. I want an easy cardio. And she recorded a very rough draft of it. And I said, okay, I get the moves. Now I'm going to write the descriptions. And then I sent the script back to her. And we just kept going back and forth. And then with the Pilates one, Edie Fisher Discount, our Pilates instructor, designed the workout, and I created the script for the most part, and she did not voice that workout because she wasn't able to voice it very well. And so I got Debbie Hazelton to voice it. And so there was a lot of iterations that go on with all of the workouts, except for the one, the gentle workout set, which I designed and voiced myself. So that made it a little easier.
You've mentioned a whole bunch of different kinds of workouts. Can you go through in a semi-organized fashion and just tell our listeners what workouts you have? There are a lot of them on your website.
There are 10 single workouts, and then we have bundles. And so I started with cardio level 1, and then cardio level 2, and then sculpting with weights level 1 and sculpting with weights level 2. And then we did boot camp and then stability ball. Those were the first 6 that we did with Shana Mayleaf. And then we went to the gentle workout set, which is a set of 4 20-minute workouts that I designed and voiced. And then we did Pilates chair with ring, and that's Debbie Hazelton voicing it. And then we did gentle yoga for beginners, and then Pilates mat level 1. And then we have bundles, which are combinations, those workouts.
That sounds like a great variety for anybody who wants anything from yoga, which is mostly strengthening and stretching and fairly slow moves, up to some fairly high-paced, aggressive cardio, all the way up to boot camp.
Right.
And we do, as Mel said earlier, have supplemental descriptions. If you have, for example, a cardio workout, that's going to move pretty quickly. So we may not have time to include the full description in the workout. I kind of refer to them, at least in my own mind, as memory joggers. We give you enough so that if you've listened to or read the full descriptions, you can say, oh, I know which one that is, and you can then go from there. Whereas options like the gentle workout set or yoga or Pilates move a little more slowly, so there's time to get more words in and more descriptions.
So you've got all these different kinds of workouts, but different people would like to get them in different formats. What formats do you have available?
We have 3. Most of the workouts at this point are available on CD, and you can purchase them by going to Amazon.com and searching for Blind Alive. We also have digital downloads. And so basically what happens is when you order, you get a link and you can download this. And it is a straight MP3 for those who are concerned about such things. There's no DRM on them. Of course, we strongly discourage sharing, but there is no DRM on them. And so because there is not, you can put it on your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. You can put it on any of the book readers, the Victor, the BookSense. I'm going to forget some, so I'll stop there. You can put it on anything that is capable of playing an MP3. And then the other thing that we have is we can make it available to you on a thumb drive. And this is a little USB drive, and we do charge a small fee to cover the cost of the drive and the shipping. But it also has all our podcasts on it. It has the sample workout so that you're really kind of getting your money's worth for that. And then it has the workouts that you purchased on it. And this is really nice because you can plug it into a computer, but you can also plug it into the machine provided by the National Library Service for the Blind. It's not a cartridge, but there is a small hole on the side that will accept a USB device like a thumb drive. And this is a great option for people who want access to a lot of our information, but maybe don't have the technical know-how or the time or the desire to download all of that. The digital downloads can be ordered directly from our site. If you want a thumb drive, you would need to contact us either through our contact form or support@blindalive.com, and we would help you with your order and get that ready for you. At some point, we will have a process where you can order that on your own, but for now, we are happy to put that together for you.
Well, normally, at this point, we would play our usual breaker tune, but instead, here's another clip from a different exercise routine, this time a high-intensity cardio workout that they call boot camp.
The next thing is jumping rope. So feet are about shoulder width apart, and you just bounce. Bounce. You come up either onto the balls of your feet and your heels lift, or you get a little air. Both legs jump at the same time. You jump, 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 jump. Yes. Nice. When you're ready, you add the arms. Knees are nice and soft. Elbows are at your side, hands out, and you just make tiny little circles with your forearms. Beautiful.
Now for this week's final item, how to get more information about these audio exercise routines.
So if people want to find out more about Blind Alive and perhaps purchase some of your audio-described exercise programs, where would they go?
They would go to blindalive.com.
And it's all one word. There are no dashes or slashes or spaces or anything between blind and alive.
And you have descriptions of all the programs that you offer there, in addition to a blog. What's on your blog?
We take turns writing every week on different topics. Sometimes it's, you know, informational. Sometimes it's personal.
It always involves the theme of health, though.
Do you have a social media presence as well?
We do. We're on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, and we are on LinkedIn. And we believe in making and keeping things as easy as possible. So if you search for us on any of those platforms, you'll find us at Blind Alive. And again, it's all one word. No anything in between.
And YouTube.
Oh, yes, YouTube as well. We have the exercise descriptions there. We have some of the podcast interviews there. And that is another very easy way to learn about what's going on.
And I take it you can probably find your podcast in iTunes?
You can. And actually, we have some fairly exciting news, and that is that we are now in the HumanWare list of suggested podcasts. So if you have a Victor Reader Stream, the newer generation, you can find us there as well. And we've recently started a Facebook group. You can find it at Blind Alive. And that is also a way for people to support one another. We can provide support and people can support one another as they are trying to make healthy changes in their lives.
If people have questions that they'd like to ask you directly, how would they do that?
We would love to hear from people. Questions, comments. We get a fair number of inquiries okay, this is my situation. What workout would be best for me? We want to encourage that, because if we can help you choose something that's best suited to your needs, then maybe you'll be more apt to stay with it. So people can contact us in one of two ways. They can write to support@blindalive.com, and that will come to Mel and to me. Or they can call us, and generally they will need to leave voicemail, and then we will get back to them. One of us will get back to them, usually fairly quickly. That number is 570-212-9979.
There's also the contact form on the website. It's easy to get to, and that will come to me and to Lisa as well.
Right. It's on the main page of the site, and we also have a newsletter, so you can subscribe to that from the main page of the website. And if you subscribe, you will get a bonus. You get a free 10-minute morning stretch that was voiced by Mel. And I believe the music was composed by Jamie Pauls, if I remember correctly.
I think that's right.
But that is a really nice one that has been popular with a lot of people. And it is free with that newsletter subscription.
On your website, is it possible to listen to a short example of each exercise routine so that you have a feel of what you're getting into before you purchase it?
It is,
yes.
Now.
Yes. As of last night, right?
Yeah.
Last night. We've got 30-second samples of every single workout.
And we also have a sample workout. If you go to YouTube, you'll find the sample workout. And also, when this interview does come out, I will be sure about a day after it comes out to put that link to the sample workout on social media so that people who are connected in that way will be able to find it. And that will give you an idea also of the overall tone and feel of our workouts.
And as usual, you'll find phone numbers, emails, and links to all the resources we talked about in the show notes for this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 1606. This week we talked about how you can exercise in the privacy of your own home, but if what you want to do involves getting outdoors, next week we will be talking with Kyle Robidoux from United in Stride, which maintains a database of blind runners and sighted guides all over North America and even some people abroad. So if you're looking for a sighted guide either around your hometown, or maybe you're traveling and your regular sighted guide isn't coming with you, you can use their database to find somebody to take you out for a run. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman Torpey and Peter Torpey, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com at Eyes on Success, or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.